The world's first UNESCO City of Literature, it's no surprise that Edinburgh is the home of one of the world's largest and most popular book festivals. Since 1983, book lovers from far and wide have flocked to historic Charlotte Square in Edinburgh's New Town to listen to book readings, meet authors, and attend debates and writing workshops. And while the first festivals hosted as little as 30 author talks, this year's festival will welcome over 800 authors. Go There, Read This was lucky enough to talk with Frances Sutton, press manager for the festival. Frances gave me an in-depth look at this year's program, and because it's Scotland's biggest literary festival, there was lots for us to talk about. My first question is about the kind of themes incorporated this year. I saw that they're unlike a lot of festivals, it has several themes, but a common thread seems to be rethinking the issues that affect us today. How will this year's program address the kind of uncertain times we live in?
Well, I think it's rethinking because what we looked at last year was revolution. And bear in mind that we program in sort of September and October of each year. So we were way ahead of the Arab Spring events, of the riots in the UK last summer. It just happened to be very prescient to our programming last year. But what we do notice is when people are reacting very quickly to things like that, it's journalists, it's politicians, it's reportage. It takes about a year for it to start to reappear in fiction. So this year in our program, you're starting to see the Arab Spring appear in various novels. You're starting to see the riots appear in various novels. It just takes a little longer for fiction to consider events. So this year we thought we would rethink. We'd rethink because it is a massive time of uncertainty. The book festival offers a chance to contemplate, to just take a little time to think things through, particularly in a world where data is happening so quickly. Information is moving so fast, and also we have a huge amount of data and information every day, everyone's email inboxes, everyone's Twitter account. So we say, take a step back, let's just look at some of these things in a slightly more considered manner and talk about them.
One event that sort of goes beyond the world of fiction and literature is the World Writers Conference. Can you tell me a little bit about the inspiration for it, as well as how technology will be used?
Absolutely. In 1962, an Edinburgh publisher called John Calder and a friend of his, Jim Haynes, set up the Edinburgh World Writers' Conference. But the Writers' Conference was a collection of writers in the McEwan Hall who debated and argued and stood up and had stand-up fights. I mean, it was the most extraordinary event. It brought together people like Norman Mailer, William Burroughs, Hugh McDermott, some writers that were very famous, some writers had never been heard of before until this event. It was the first.